time now for KJN's Heartbeat Today, daily program focusing on the people, places, and events that make the Nishna Valley a special place. Today's edition of Heartbeat Today is brought to you by Camblin Plumbing and Heating in downtown Atlantic. Here this morning's program is your host, Jim Field.
How are you, Chris?
I'm doing well. Yourself?
Not so well.
Yeah. You caught the crud.
I got whatever's been going around. Yeah, it's not that much fun, but lucky for you, I'm going to cough into this microphone as opposed to that one over there. So
appreciate that.
You kind of caught a little break anyway. I noticed Brett's all the way over the other end of the table here today.
We need a sneeze guard installed here.
Yeah. Can you get any further away and still be attached to that microphone?
Oh, yeah, there? I can stretch it out quite a bit more here.
Well, I'll give you a couple minutes if you need it. How are you this morning?
Oh, not too bad.
Well, good. Tell us about Camblin's.
Hey, trust is not a thing of the past at Camblin Plumbing and Heating, and we prove that every day. We know that there are contractors out there unfortunately seem to want to take advantage, every advantage they can, not only in pricing, but also in what quality and professionalism they use in installations. Since 1918, Camblin Plumbing and Heating has been insisting that our technicians are up to date on technology, quality of different products, and the efficient ways to take care of your problems or desires. I promise that we will be fair and give you the best value possible for your home or business. Give us a call in Atlantic at 243-1512 or in Harlan at 755-3286.
Thank you, Brett. Appreciate that very much. You know, back in the day, it seemed like everybody in broadcasting was a smoker because they wanted to do whatever they could to keep their voice at the lowest pitch possible.
Sure.
Yeah. Give it that little bit of a gravelly sound. Well, I'm not doing that. Got to draw the line somewhere. But, you know, getting sick, I guess, has its benefits. Your voice gets a little bit lower.
There you go.
So, there you go. I guess there's a benefit to that, huh? Don't like it, but it's the way it is. How'd you like the game yesterday?
No, it was pretty good. I didn't make it all the way to the end, though. That lazy boy recliner got a hold of me.
Just sucked you in, huh? Well, you know, it's bad enough because the Super Bowl lasts forever in 6 weeks. You know,
yeah.
they stretch everything out, and I always feel bad for the players. You know, because you're kind of geared toward what you're geared toward, and football's, you know, it's a game of preparation and timing and everything, and you know, you're used to those 12-minute halftimes during the regular season, and then all of a sudden you get to the biggest game of the year, and what do they make you sit there 45, 50 minutes? Well, they got whatever in the world that was yesterday out on stage. What was that?
It was eye candy is what it was.
That was awful is what it was. That was terrible.
The music was not a vital part of
that
situation.
Music? Music? When did anybody sing two words in a row?
It wasn't, but
I mean, that was
the point, I guess.
Awful. I mean, it's just, I don't...
I'm glad to hear this because I thought it was just me.
No, it was terrible. I mean, I can't believe anybody who's a fan of that particular artist was thrilled by that. I mean, it just was not good. It's just all dancing is what it was. You might as well just have Dance Atlantic stop on out and do the halftime show. I mean, they do a good job. You know, it's, oh boy, that was just awful. It was just awful. I don't know how else to put it. It was a time to go grab some snacks is what it was. But you know what I'd like to see at some point? Why do we always feel like we have to have a football game and then have some sort of a concert in the middle? You know, the Grammy Awards are coming up. Why don't they stop the Grammys halfway through and have a football game break out at halftime of the Grammy Awards? I mean, that would be ridiculous, right? So why do they do... I don't know. It's just... whatever. It killed the time, I guess, is what it amounted to. But I, like I said, I always feel sorry for the football players because, you know, you're working up a pretty good lather. And if you've, you know, worn football equipment, you know that everything gets wet. Not just, you know, the jersey on the outside. Your pads are wet. Everything's, you know, get a little perspiration going on everywhere. You know, a 12-minute halftime where you get a chance to go in, you know, get a little instruction, get yourself ready to go again, no big deal. But, man, when you sit in the locker room for like 45 or 50 minutes, your body dries out, but nothing else does. And now all of a sudden, you know, you got that wacky thing where you feel like you have to go out and restretch and get loosened up like you did before the game. And I always feel bad for those guys just because it kind of throws off the timing and everything. You know, not to mention when the lights go out. What was that?
What was it? They said 86 minutes from the time they left for halftime till the offense got back on the field.
Probably for the
for Flacco. That was the first time he took a snap because
second half kickoff
returned,
back for a touchdown. So, and then San Francisco had the ball for a bit, and Yeah, that had to be tough for them. I mean, just think about that. They, for now, 45 or 50 minutes sounds pretty good.
Yeah.
But then they had about a 35-minute delay. And, of course, then you have the NFL arguing with the local power company as to whose fault it was. One says it happened outside the stadium coming in. And the other says, no, it was maintained by Super Bowl and stadium officials. It was, whatever.
Yeah.
Well, I love how they keep breaking into, you know, tell you, well, we'll get you that information as soon as we know, because that's what I'm worried about, is who turned the lights off. I just want to see some football.
Wasn't it the squirrel in the transformer? That'll end up being who they blame it on. I guess the squirrel doesn't have a good defense, so that'll be the end of it by the time we're all finished.
But I think it was the little baby on E-Trade.
Well, we just kind of had to chuckle a little bit, too. Chris and I were talking this morning because I happened to be watching it on the Omaha station. And it was shortly after they got back to action, after that power outage, you know, one of the local commercials, and it was just a little short 10 or 15-second commercial, was a guy standing near a power box there with two ends of the wires in his hands, like, kind of like he's getting shocked or something. I thought, that's the guy who did it.
There you go.
That's got to be the guy responsible. It couldn't have been any better for timing, I guess. Well, it was interesting. Did you see the Puppy Bowl then yesterday?
Oh, yeah.
No. I had to DVR that.
Oh, so you haven't watched it yet? Well, I won't tell you the highlights.
Don't spoil it for me. Yeah. Well,
we won't tell you who was the most valuable puppy. But they, boy, that sure got commercialized real fast, too.
Yeah, it did. I wasn't a fan of the other show people drop-ins with their comments throughout the whole thing.
Yeah. Let's promote all of our other shows. I think they've learned a lot from all the networks that broadcast the really big game.
Did the Gator Boys come in and maybe they ate a pup or something?
They were carrying them around. I don't know what they did with them off camera, but yeah, it was kind of interesting. But it's, you know, it's a good long day, and boy, it's a real long day. I guess, you know, the downside is, I suppose, you know, in this part of the country, I'm guessing there probably aren't too many San Francisco or Baltimore fans. There are probably a few of them. But for the most part, I think those of us who were watching it here, you know, around here, really didn't have much of a rooting interest in the game. It was nice to see that it was competitive.
Yeah.
You know, we sat through an awful lot of Super Bowls that were over by the end of the first quarter. Mm-hmm. But it was nice to see that it was a competitive game, although it didn't look like it was going to be.
Yeah. At halftime, it sure didn't look that way.
Yeah, that power outage really helped one team over the other.
Yeah.
But it was nice to see that it was a competitive game, and it, you know, went down to the wire, and I think it was, I mean, it seemed to be pretty well played. I don't think there were a lot of huge mistakes in the ball game. There really weren't a lot of turnovers involved, a couple of key ones, but, you know, I think everybody got their money's worth.
Yeah, I think you got a little bit of piece of, you know, if you're a football fan, a little bit of piece of everything, because there were a lot of great, like, individual plays throughout the game that were, you know, at key moments that were really fun to watch. I mean, how often in a Super Bowl you see a guy run a kickoff back for a touchdown? That's pretty rare, so it was kind of neat.
Okay, here's your trivia question. I threw this out at our gathering yesterday, and I'm embarrassed that nobody came up with the answer. Who was the first player in NFL history to return a kickoff for a touchdown in a Super Bowl?
The first one? Was it a guy from your team?
No.
No?
If memory serves, I believe there have been four, if I remember correctly. Woodson did it for the Packers. Devin Hester was the first to return the opening kickoff back for a touchdown for the Bears back in 2006. But the first player to return a kickoff for a touchdown in a Super Bowl was, and you people,
Desmond Howard.
We're not good at these quizzes, are we, Chris?
I know you're an Iowa State fan, and you weren't born in Iowa, but somebody, come on. Anybody remember a guy named Tim Dwight?
Yep.
Perhaps, maybe. Atlanta Falcons, touchdown, kick return.
Who cares about the Falcons?
Wow. How quickly everyone forgets.
Yeah, I didn't know he was the first.
Tim will be disappointed to hear that. Well, anyway, we hope you had fun with the really big football game yesterday. Changing gears slightly, we did have a contest involving the really big championship football game yesterday. And what we asked folks to do is just send in a score and who they thought would win, either San Francisco or Baltimore, and just the total number of points that would be scored in the game. And boy, did a lot of people guess little numbers. I suppose that was the Baltimore influence in that, that so many people probably figured that it was going to be a relatively low-scoring game because of the tough defense that we've heard about so many times over and over again. Probably more points scored than most folks thought. In fact, we had one person who guessed the correct score and the right team winning. So that person will be our winner of 150 super bucks that we'll have for them. We only actually had, I think, two guesses that were bigger than this. So everybody guessed less than the actual score, all except for the guy who got it right and two others who were a little high.
Oh, yeah. Okay, I won't ask.
It was pretty well split, San Francisco
and
Baltimore. Okay. Yeah, pretty well split. Yeah. It wasn't too bad. It wasn't too bad. I think actually more picked San Francisco.
Yeah.
If I was going to get, I didn't add, you know, didn't sit and put them in piles or anything. I was just looking for the winner. But yeah, I was. It was probably a little bit more San Francisco than it was Baltimore. But
I participated in one of those deals around town, you know, where you went to different places.
Oh, sure.
And everybody was choosing San Francisco. There was very few that I seen on the sheets with.
Well, I think it was the trendy pick. Yeah. I think San Francisco was probably the trendy pick. But yeah, in our contest, Baltimore and 65 would have been the correct guess. Only one person had that. So congratulations to Pete Brown of Atlantic. Pete had the only guess that was right on the number and had the correct team. So congratulations to Pete Brown. He's our winner of the really big championship football game contest. Nice going. So congratulations. We'll have $150 worth of super cash for you to go out and spend like money, because it is. It'll be treated like money with any of our sponsors who are involved with that promotion, and we'll have all that stuff for him out here. So, again, congratulations to Pete Brown for winning that little competition. It was a little tough, though, to root for Baltimore yesterday, just because of, you know, the whole Ray Lewis thing. Just that got old so long ago. I mean, and honestly, he should be in prison. He shouldn't be on a football field anyway, but that just got old. That just got old real fast.
Well, he has, too.
Yeah. Don't we all? Oh, well. Hey, tell us more about Camblin Plumbing and Heating.
Rinnai water heaters give you limitless hot water and the best efficiency available for your home. Camblin Plumbing and Heating has put several of these in and across the area, and with our experience, we can tell you that the payback is there. These water heaters will give you much more hot water at less energy cost and take up less room in your utility area. With the direct vent system it uses, you will also have one less appliance going up that chimney and deteriorating it. Give us a call for a free estimate in Atlantic at 243-1512 or in Harlan at 755-3286. Before I do the thought of the day, I want to say happy birthday to my sister and brother-in-law today, Diane and Jerry Stamp. The thought of the day today is from Bob Marley. Live for yourself and go, and you will live in vain. Live for others and you will live again.
Very good. Thank you, Brett. Appreciate that very much. Again, congratulations to Pete Brown. He won our little contest here on the radio. Hey, you go out making a great day, and God bless America.